So welcome everyone to day 10 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Quarter of the way through, if you're the kind of person who keeps track of that kind of thing, and apparently I am. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness in the body, hopefully a warm body, bundled. And shifting our talk this morning from the view to the next thing on the Eightfold Path. There's plenty of things. We could have talked about the view for all 40 days, but there's so much else to talk about as well. So shifting today to the right intentions or right thoughts, sometimes translated as right thoughts, and which is also a big category. And we'll come back around to a lot of the same ideas over and over the course of the whole Eightfold Path. But I wanted to start with this quote, supposedly from the Buddha, but I've heard it from other places as well, about really how important it is to pay attention to our thoughts, what kinds of thoughts we're having, and how powerful they are, and how much the mind dictates what's happening, we think, in the world around us and in us. So the quote is, "The thought manifests as the word. The word manifests as the deed. The deed develops into habit, and habit hardens into character. So watch the thought and its way with care, and let it spring from love, born out of concern for all beings. As the shadow follows the body, as we think, so we become."
What's the quote from?
It's supposedly from the Buddha. I can't remember which. I didn't write down the actual source. I'll let you know.
I have a version of that quote from Lao Tzu, which is, watch your thoughts, because your thoughts become actions, your thoughts become words, your words become actions, and your actions become your character.
Yeah.
Don't know the source of it either, so I'll check too.
Yeah.
See if we can locate this.
Exactly. And I'll put this quote on my website underneath the meditation, so if anyone's interested in it. And it's really this idea of, you know, paying attention to our thoughts, because they take over. And so if we see the world in certain kinds of ways, everybody is an enemy. Or if you're a hammer, everything is a nail, right? So really paying attention to, if we're caught up in worry, regrets, negative thinking, we act from those places. So I want to invite everyone today, as we sort of talk about these in the next couple of days, we're going to talk about the kleshas, which are the difficult emotions, but really the thoughts that really drive those emotions. So today, just paying attention to, especially in your practice, in your formal practice, when you get distracted, what kinds of thoughts distract you? You can think about it in simple ways, like, do I get caught up in forward-thinking thoughts, planning, rehearsing, expectations, right? Is that the kind of thoughts where I normally go to? Or do I get caught up in the past? Are you finishing the argument that my husband doesn't even know we're having, for example, right? Or trying to sort of redo the past. And this, it, of course, connects in with being in the present moment, because that's the antidote. But really just noticing where your thoughts go. You know, because if we can catch our thoughts, it's easier to catch that and make some shifts than to all of a sudden find out we're doing the same behavior over and over again and getting caught in the same kind of trouble over and over again. You know, so you're sitting in traffic and, you know, you're sitting there and you start getting angry at everybody around you, and then you start saying those words in your head or out loud, and then there's a gesture, and then the fight breaks out. Well, if you could have calmed yourself down at the beginning, you wouldn't have had to go on that journey. So really paying attention to your thoughts is important. And a good thing to be doing while you're meditating. So let's practice. So again, taking our seat, finding that sense of ground, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, connecting to that natural human dignity, right? Operating from that place. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, sense of opening and softening in front, relaxing your hands and letting your mind just rest in the stillness of the body. Noticing your thoughts. You might even try today just labeling your distractions before you come back. And then just allow yourself to rest. Excuse me. Company of our practice together.